I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A mob in Pakistan burned a police station and four police posts over the weekend. The police were holding a man accused of blasphemy for burning a Quran, but officers refused to turn him over to the mob. Nehemiah with FMI says the crowd wanted to burn the man alive.
I want to tell you that he did not burn the Quran. There was a page and Quranic verses inscribed on it, and he was just burning that page.
It's part of a larger mob mentality in Pakistan, says Nehemiah. Any perceived slight against Islam draws a violent response from many. Most of those involved in the weekend incident belong to the TLP, a violent religious organization and a strong political force in Pakistan. Ask God to give believers courage as they face such a hostile and violent society. Nehemiah says the government of Pakistan doesn't officially support the violence, but many officials do, in secret. And when you follow Jesus and surrender your life to him, you never know where he'll lead.
God was working in me at that time in a specific way, changing my heart, changing my attitude toward what kind of impact did I want to make for the kingdom in the places and spaces that I was at. God's timing is always perfect in that way.
Newly appointed communications director Tim Landis gave his talents to God. Now, the Lord is using them to magnify the voice of Farms International. Using his skills and experience in photography and social media, Tim helps people understand farms in a new way.
A lot of times we can give to organizations and help out in that way, but we really don't have that personal connection. I believe that's what telling the story of farms is.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.